Hello.
Hello, Mary?
No, it's Roy.
What? You're not Roy.
It's Roy.
What are you talking about?
No, you are.
I know. I said, are you Mary?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that was weird.
Ashley, back off. Ashley asked me who it was.
What?
My daughter. My daughter asked me who I was talking to.
Oh, man. Tell her to be quiet. Yeah, I left a note on your car.
Quiet. He said be quiet. Yeah, I got that note.
How old is she?
What happened?
How old's your daughter?
She's 11.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. I guess that would be inappropriate for me to ask that. Okay. Yeah, I was underneath your car. I was fixing something. And you're not going to believe this. I feel so stupid, but my car rolled into your van. Like, I left the parking brake off and while I was underneath your car, and my car rolled into your van.
I've seen that.
Okay. And I'm sorry.
I looked at it yesterday. Yeah, yesterday morning.
Yeah. And I'm sorry I took so long to get back to you, because I was in jail.
Oh, that's crappy.
Yeah, yeah. Typical weekend, you know.
I'm
sorry. You said you looked at it?
Stay out of trouble.
Yeah, you know.
There is a scratch on my van and a little dent on it.
Like by the headlight? That's where I hit it. It's on the headlight.
The headlight? Are you talking about the driver's side or passenger side?
More like the driver's side. But like my car bumped into it. I wasn't even in my car when it happened. I was underneath your van.
Oh.
And my
car. You were underneath my van?
Yeah, I was working on something. And I left the parking brake off, and it rolled into it, and then it made your van roll forward, and I think it might have hit something in front also. Like your van bumped into something.
I don't know.
So it might have got both the front and the back.
I don't know. All I know is I didn't see any damage except for the side, but I don't think it hit the side.
Oh, no. It was more just like the very back, and... Yeah, my car, I left it in gear and turned on, so it just started driving itself forward. So really, I don't even know if I'm responsible technically, because I wasn't driving
and
the car.
And you said that you were under where?
I was underneath your van, working on something.
Why was you underneath my van?
I was working on something.
You were working on something underneath my van?
Yeah.
What were you working on under my van?
I don't really want to say, if you don't mind. I'd rather...
I really need you to say what you were doing under my van.
I was fixing something.
What were you fixing?
Okay, I'm kind of a graffiti artist, and my thing, I like to be original. My thing is I like to get underneath the van and draw things with spray paint and Sharpies and sometimes even crayons.
Mm-hmm.
And I was drawing a picture of Dick Butt.
Under my van.
Yeah, on the bottom, like kind of where the along the tailpipe muffler thing, you know, the pipe.
Why would you draw on somebody else's van?
But it's underneath. It's not like anyone can see it. But the point is, I'm an artist,
still.
And I know it's there. And it just makes me happy to know that, like, I'm driving around and every car in the neighborhood has my art underneath it.
Well, I think that's destroying other people's property, don't you think?
Well, you wouldn't even know about it if I hadn't said anything. You should get under and admire it. And, like, the thing is, like, someday if you're getting an oil change or you're getting work done, the mechanic will lift it up and he'll look under there and he'll just be like, wow,
this looks really neat. Did you put your initials on there anyway?
Yeah, I did, actually, on right on the bottom part of the art.
All right. Well, thanks for telling me. I didn't see any damage on it.
I thought
but
you said...
please don't write on my van no more.
I would never write on the van itself. I was writing on the bottom...
Right. No, you said that you didn't hit the side of the van, just the back.
Yeah, and it hit it pretty hard, though. There wasn't, like, any cracks or any... I thought I saw a crack.
There is a crack in my bumper.
Oh, no. But I wasn't driving
the
car.
That's why I wanted to talk to you before I made a police report, which I didn't really see any significant damage, and I didn't make a police report.
You did?
I was kind of wanting to talk to you first.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Because the van's not in my name.
Whose name is it?
The van is in my daughter's dad's name, and he wanted to come up here and find you.
Well, it's not even your property, then. You can't tell me not to paint on it, not to spray paint it.
And I'm driving it. It's in my possession.
But I'm saying I don't think it's really my fault that I cracked the bumper, because I wasn't in my car at the time. I was underneath the van. And like, I'm lucky to be alive.
Well, thanks for calling me.
Your van.
I'm not riding on my van no more.
Well, it's not even your van. It's your dad's daughter's whatever.
It doesn't matter, dude.
I know,
but... You don't go around writing on people's cars.
It's not that I just scribbled nonsense on it. It's art. The reason I was really calling those, I think that I'm going to sue you for attempted manslaughter because your van almost rolled over me when my car
hit. You shouldn't have been under my van.
It doesn't matter. The fact is that I was there.
Go ahead, sue me, asshole.
What?
PLA radio show coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. We'll call you up and pose as your phone company. Inquire about 900 numbers that cost a lot of money. And when you're frustrated and you don't know what to say, we'll inquire politely, does your wife know you're gay? Yeah, you better pick up or we'll hack your voicemail. Tell people to fuck off and go to hell. Yeah, with RBCP and the rest of the gang, calls can get crazy and downright insane. When we visit your Facebook, you'll always get 5 stars. We love your cactus entrees and your glory holes all large and well padded. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. We'll hack your brain, make you insane. By the time that we're through, you'll be scratching your head, what the fuck did I just do? So lock the doors, flip off the breakers, get on the floor. I've got some blue Gatorade for you to pour. I'd like to bid $5 million on the cactus. Go ahead, hang up on me, there's plenty more of us. We can mob your radio station all damn day. Who the fuck bids on the radio when we've got eBay? Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. God help you if you answer our Craigslist ad. You're so easy to fool that it's really kinda sad. And we can't be held responsible if we make you mad. Can you believe our parents said this was just a fad? Yeah, we're crazy awesome hackers and we're very self-reliant. You ask us why we do this, we say that it's for science. So don't call the cops, don't even bother to sue. At 12 o'clock at midnight, fuck you. Every Monday brings a tear to my eye. Why did Mildred Monday have to go and die? Her sons were so beautiful and so kind. We should call them back just one more time. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. This is the PLA radio show coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. That dial tone, though.
Howdy, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for June 12th, 2017. This episode is brought to you by Jamie F. Thank you, Jamie F., for supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. Sorry I didn't get a show done on Friday, and instead I just posted an old show. I tried to do a show, but I don't know, you guys don't want to hear excuses. The excuse is basically that I'm not managing my time well enough. And I really want to start doing 4 shows a week, like maybe 2 hobo-sodes and 2 regular shows or something like that. So be sure to complain at me if I don't get 4 shows done this week. Because I've been telling myself for the past 4 weeks now that I'm going to get 4 shows done every week. And pretty much every week I fail at it. So please, yell at me. Tell me to quit being so damn lazy. I guess I could sort of blame it on the new PLA coins that you guys have been ordering from me. I've been trying to keep up with those, and I'm finally almost caught up. Like, I think I've sent out all of the coins for the Patreon people, the $15 and up people only. And then a bunch of you ordered coins. I was behind on those for a while, but I got about half of those sent out today. I have the envelopes done for the other half, but I just haven't sent them out yet, and that's going to be my project for tonight, assuming I can get the show all edited and put up before tonight. Otherwise, I'm going to be doing that instead. But I'm almost done with the coins, and I'm trying to respond to the emails as I get to them. So if you haven't gotten a response from me in email about the coin, then you should probably just assume I'm going to keep your money and not send you anything. Or maybe just wait another day or two, and I'll reply to it. On today's show, I'm going to do some requests. I'm just going to go through the request folder in my email and see what's in there. Maybe I'll go look at some old ones. Maybe I'll do some brand new ones. I don't know. But let's get started on that right after these quick words from our other sponsor that's not Jamie F. You know, the real sponsor.
Yo, yo, this is MC Tone Loke, and now you can reach me live and direct on my brand new Funky Cold Medina Hotline. It's easy, just pick up your phone and call. And if you're one of my lucky randomly selected callers, you get to talk to me, Tone Loke. So hurry up and do it, you know what I'm saying? You might be the chosen one. 1-900-909-TONE. Peace.
$2 for the first minute, 45 cents for each additional minute. Kids, get your parents' permission first.
The first request I have here, it's from someone named Ryan, and Ryan says, hello, I have an idea for your show. Call this convenience store. There's this bitch manager lady. Her name is Mary. I honestly think she's out to get me because every time I show up, she starts lingering around her workers, watching over them like I'm gonna hand out a fake bill. She has no smiles whatsoever when she's my cashier. I want you to get her good because just 4 months ago, she walked outside with a cop, and the cop just so happened to be there acting all hard and telling me water ain't free as I was filling up a bucket from the outside faucet next to the air pump. Don't you usually have to put in quarters to get the water out? Or I guess it's just a faucet. And I agree with the cop. God damn it. Water ain't free. Shouldn't be stealing their water. But I'm gonna call anyway and see if Mary is around today.
It's a great day at Hoppus Tech. This is Joyce. May I help you?
Hello, is Mary available?
What?
Is Mary available?
Let me put you on hold.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Mary. It's Bob Dabalina from the corporate office here at Hop and Sack.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to... they want me to call you up and ask you if you could just stop being a motherfucker.
What?
The people here at the corporate office, the higher-ups, they want me to give you a call and just ask if you could stop... Please stop being a motherfucker.
And who's this? No, it's not from there. So who is this?
Oh, my name is Bob Dabalina. I'm from the corporate office. They're just wanting you to stop being a motherfucker. We have a strict policy against being a motherfucker. And if you could just cut that out.
We're not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's not we're not, it's you. You, Mary, you need to stop being a motherfucker. This is straight from the corporate office. These are orders from the corporate office, so you can stop playing dumb. We've got cameras in there. We know all about it.
Okay.
So I need you to raise your right hand and say, I solemnly swear to stop being a motherfucker.
Oh, no, we're not. No, I don't know who this is.
I'm from the corporate office. It's Bob Dabalina.
No, it's not bamboo. The corporate office.
No, I really am.
No, it's not.
What do you mean, no, I'm not? Call the number back in your caller ID. It's the corporate office. I'll pick up.
We don't have an ID. Okay.
But you need to raise your right hand, say, I solemnly swear I'll
no,
stop.
No, I'm not going to because, no, no, we're not doing that.
You're not going to stop being a motherfucker? You're just going to continue being a motherfucker?
No, I don't know who this is, and I don't know who made it, who this is.
Well, I'm, hello? Who made what? What's she talking about? I'm going to blame that idea on Nancy from the Discord chat room, because a few hours ago, he was like the last person to write anything in the chat room, and he wrote, in the Homeowners Association, we have a strict bylaw against being a motherfucker, which he stole from me, of course, but I'm stealing it back from him, so thanks, Nancy, for that idea. Mary didn't seem to like it too much, so I hope I did a good job, Ryan. Here's a request from Frank Caller. He says, this girl, Kim, was whining about Comcast on Facebook. So I found her on White Pages. She didn't answer, but she has an epic voicemail message. Worth a listen.
Hello?
Hi there, is this Kim?
No, I'm sorry, Kim doesn't live here. Can I take a message?
Oh, well, I was just calling to, about your Comcast account. I'm calling from Comcast.
We don't have a Comcast account, so...
Well, that's bullshit, because I can see it right here.
Well, excuse me, but my name is not Kim...
Oh, well, I didn't even say the last name, but you said the last name, so I think you're just faking. You're just tricking me.
Who are you?
I'm calling from Comcast. This is Bob Dabalina. I'm just calling about the bill.
Well, you need to call a different number.
What's her number? Hurry up and get it for me. Hurry up.
You can't be a professional. I'm not giving you anything.
Oh,
goodbye.
You better give it to me.
To me.
She's calling me unprofessional, hanging up on me like that. Oh, now it's busy. Well, shit. I've called a bunch of times. It's just busy now. Sorry, Frank Caller. I didn't get to talk to Kim. But I'm going to keep this one in the show. That lady was kind of funny. Here, let me try her one more time. Oh, here we go. Okay, it's been ringing forever. There's no message, there's no machine, or voicemail, or anything. I was promised there would be an epic voicemail message. But apparently Frank Caller, he's full of shit. Damn it, Frank Caller. So, alright, thanks Frank Caller for this submission. Kim wasn't there, but that lady was pretty amusing. Here's a request from Dustin. He says, I love your show. I loved when you called everyone in the phone book last year, saying you was with AT&T or Comcast. And by the way, this is the oldest submission in my, submission prank call request directory thing. This one is from March of 2016. Actually, I have ones that are even older than that on my other Gmail account before I switched over to this one. I suck at getting two requests. I have 138 right now requests waiting that I haven't done yet. Anyway, he says, I gathered some numbers from the yellow pages of people in my town. There's a train track that runs through the city, and no matter where you go, you either live right next to the train tracks, or you are within eyesight of it. So I was thinking you could call these people up and say that the mayor has approved to use the space taken up by the tracks, a place for hobos to live on. What? I'm confused. So we're replacing the train tracks with homeless shelters? It's like a new style of shelter. It just fits on the top of train tracks. It's genius. You know, that's how they should solve homelessness. They should just make these houses on the train tracks. Turn freight cars into houses. Everyone will have a home then. It's genius. He says, most of the people are old and I'm sure they wouldn't like it too much. If you have any better ideas, use it by all means. My idea was something I just came up with one day, and you can say you're calling with the city. And he tells me the mayor's name and which phone number to call from. And, oh, holy shit, this is a list. Yeah, of course, it's a list. He's talking about everyone in town. So this could end up being the rest of my show. But I'm confused about your idea. He said, call the people up, say that the mayor has approved to use the space taken up by the tracks as a place for the hobos to live on. I wish I knew if the tracks were next to some of these people's houses. Because then I could say we're, taking away part of their yard to use as a homeless shelter. So they'll stay off the tracks. You know, those damn homeless people. We're just going to move them back a safe distance from the tracks into your backyard. But this list, it's just a list of phone numbers and the names. There's no address or anything. But I guess I could just type their phone number into whitepages.com. Let's see what happens when I do that. I do not get a map of their house. Where is the map? Oh, wait, I have to click on show map. So yeah, this is a very small town. I'm trying to get an idea of where the train track comes through, but I don't see train tracks on this map. I think Dustin might be full of shit. Dustin, quit being a motherfucker. We have a strict policy against that. So this gives me kind of a rough idea, I guess, of where they live if I just type their phone number into White Pages. And this guy lives right on the riverfront. He's not really near the tracks. But maybe we're going to reroute the tracks over next to his house.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mrs. Ton?
It is. Mrs. Tony?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's cut off here. I'm calling from the city. I was supposed to call and let you know about some changes we're going to be making to the train tracks by your house.
Okay.
It looks like they're going to be rerouting the train tracks. It looks like they're a couple blocks from you right now. They're going to move them over to kind of where your house is. That's going to go right down the side of your house.
What?
It's because they're going to have more routes coming through, you know? So they have to set it up so it can...
Is this a joke?
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid about this. I'm just supposed to let you know.
Where are the train tracks going?
It's not actually going to be in your yard. It's just going to be next to it, like right next to it, like right on the property
line. We live in the middle of the neighborhood.
I know. It'll be next to it.
Cannot be true.
Oh man, I don't know why you think I'd kid. This is Mr. Dabalina from the city of.
Okay. Well, that's really impractical coming through the middle of.
Yeah, well, it's impractical for you, but it's going to make it like a train community, and that way that it'll help the city grow and everything.
All right, I don't know who put you up to this, but I'm sure somebody did.
No,
wouldn't be Phil Riggleman, would it?
Totally legit. I'm just doing my job here, ma'am.
Well, I know it was the city hall number. Well, I'll take it under advisement.
Okay, all right. Have a nice day, ma'am.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, it amused her at least. And yeah, I guess the train tracks kind of go around one side of the town. She's not in the middle of town, though. What is she talking about? Maybe I just don't understand this map. These next people, it doesn't show their address on whitepages.com. I'm not sure why, but...
Hello?
Hi, Lucille?
Who's calling, please?
This is Bob Dabalina from the city. I'm supposed to call everyone in that area and let them know we're going to be rearranging where the train tracks are. They're going to be coming right through your yard. It looks
what?
Like. We're going to be moving the train tracks. It looks like they're a little bit east of your house right now. We're going to be scooting them.
The train tracks?
Yeah, the train tracks.
Well, how could they be in my yard?
Well, we're gonna be doing an extra set of tracks so the Amtrak can go through town.
Do you have any idea where I live?
Of course. Yeah, your address is here on the form. It's just, it shows that we're going to be putting the train tracks right through, it's going to be next to your house.
You're going to put the train tracks right next to my house?
Yeah, you'll still have the backyard and the front yard. It's just the side will be a little bit smaller.
Okay, tell me where you have that I live.
What do you need that for? Are you some kind of an identity thief? Like I can't just give out someone's address over the phone?
Well, for God's sakes, I don't see how the train tracks could even be close. I live behind the armory.
Yeah, that's...
At 115 Drive.
That's the one, yep. We need the tracks to go right next to your house. So
I'll be damned.
You're going to have less to mow now. You won't have as much yard to take care of, so that's a plus.
You're full of bullshit. You're full of bullshit.
Hey,
that'll never happen.
Don't tell me. Don't curse at me. I'm a Christian. You can't just curse at me. What the hell?
I'm not cursing at you.
You just said
I'm
bullshit.
I'm just telling you that's not going to happen. Oh. I'm going to get my attorney after you, buddy.
No, it is too going to happen. It's already done. We've placed an easement
it's
on the property.
It's already done.
Yeah. Well, you need to take more of a interest in city events because, you know...
Oh,
I've
already taken an interest in the city of events. I'll call Van.
You could have protested
right
this
now.
A year ago if you knew what was going on around you.
How in the world could you put a train track through this development?
We can put train tracks wherever the hell we want, ma'am.
Well, there isn't anything. There's no place. There's a road and a house, and there's nothing else.
We're going to be removing the house next door. We're raising that. We're tearing it down.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, yes, it is. You wait and see.
Oh, no, it's not going to happen. What's your name?
My name is Bob Dobelina. I'm with the city.
Okay, and spell me your last name, please.
That's D-O-B-A-L-I-N-Q.
Okay. And you're with the city of...
Correct, yeah. And I don't see why you're giving me such an attitude, ma'am. I'm just doing my job.
I'm
letting you know.
I'm not giving you an attitude, sir, and I'm going to report you.
Well, you're yelling at me. You better stop yelling at me.
Yes, indeed I'm yelling at you, because that's a surprise to me.
Well, you shouldn't yell just because you're surprised and be a jerk toward me.
Oh, yes, I can. I can do anything I want to.
I know, and that means you're a bad person. You're a terrible person.
No, I'm not a bad... Uh-oh, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to say everything you said about me.
Oh, yeah, write down that Bob Dobelina called me out on being a bad person, because I'm a bad person. Write it down like that. You bad person.
Okay.
And you're a slow writer, too. You don't write very fast. I mean, like, come on.
Really, really got me upset. You wait till the rest of the people find it out. Not only that, his brother lives on the same street.
Whose brother?
Ben's brother.
Oh, whatever. I kicked his ass in high school. And I'll kick it again. His brother means nothing.
His brother means nothing to you?
His brother's a wimp.
He's a
fucking wimp. That's what he is.
Oh, a fucking wimp.
Yeah, well, you can
and
say...
And I'm not allowed to curse because you're a Christian.
Well, you said bullshit, and that's different.
Boy, give me your telephone number, please.
Well, I don't have to give you shit.
You don't have to give me shit.
I've had it with you. I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up the phone. You can't talk to me like that. I'm a Christian.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a nice day, ma'am. And she's gone. Well, she was a feisty one. And I can't remember if I said anything before, but I did not have her address. It didn't pull up on White Pages, and that's why I didn't give her the address, but she gave it to me. That was nice of her. Next, we're going to try Wayne and Jolene. And they're way out in the boonies. They're, like, I don't think there's any train tracks around them. Maybe that needs to change. But, I mean, they're, like, really in the boonies. They're out of town. So I don't know what I can even do with this one.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Jolene?
This is Joe Allen.
Oh, well, close enough. Whatever. I'm calling from the city of... I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be rerouting some railroad tracks up toward your house over there on RR4. And I'm just supposed to let you know that it's going to be coming really close over there.
Over where?
Up by your house over there on Rural Route 4.
We live up in South.
Yep, we're going to extend the train tracks that come through the over by the college, and they're going to come straight up next to your house, and they're going to be.
You gotta be kidding.
No, not at all. They're going to start storing coal over there. It's part of. President Trump's new coal initiative. So we're going to start construction this coming week, and we're going to have the train tracks go right next to your house. Like, it looks like we're going to be taking control of part of your property there, just along the side.
You better talk to my husband about this.
Okay. Well, no, you just let him know.
His property.
Well, no, it's both of your property because you're married. You're a team.
I know that, but I don't have anything in that part.
Don't let him tell you differently. It belongs to both of you.
It doesn't if you sign a paper saying it doesn't.
Well, but still, you're married. It's both of yours. Just tell him we're going to be sending the train up there. It'll be completed by the end of summer, and we're going to be storing a lot of coal right up there by your house. It's going to be like a coal storage.
Okay.
Gotta have a place to keep it, you know?
Yeah.
Is he around? I can talk to him if you want me to.
Well, he's right here.
Okay, I'll tell him that it belongs to both of you.
Here, Wayne. Here, take this one.
Oh, no.
Turn that thing down, will you?
I turned it off.
Hello?
Hello, Wayne?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling from the city of... I'm just calling to let you know that one of our trains, we're gonna put train tracks up by your house, and one of our trains is gonna come by 7 times a day carrying coal, and it's gonna be on your property. And he's gonna blow his whistle really loud.
Be on my property, you say?
Yeah, just along the side of it. It's no big deal. We're just gonna store coal up there.
Going to be on the highway?
No, it's going to be on your property. It's going to go from the college all the way up to your property and past it. And on out past. Out over past Route 9. And across the river. It's got to carry the coal out there. They're putting a new coal plant nearby.
And whereabouts is that?
Oh, we're going to be putting the train tracks right alongside your property. Like we're two sets of train tracks. One set's going to go on the west side of your property, and the other set's going to go on the east side of your property.
What?
And they'll be...
How about the bowling alley?
What about the bowling alley?
Door.
Can you tell that lady to be quiet? Just tell her to shut up. Wayne?
You know where the road is that you turn down to Orchard Hall?
Oh, yeah, by Martha Steumann's house. Yep, I know that one.
That's our property as you...
That's your what?
Turn up 250 and it turns right Orchard Hall.
Yeah.
That's property on the corner.
Oh, we're going to tear that down. We're tearing that down and turning that into a coal plant, coal firing plant.
Where's the plant?
It's gonna generate electricity from now on. We're gonna tear that building down, turn it into a coal plant. President Trump has ordered this to happen ASAP. So we'll have it all complete by July.
By the July when?
Yep, we're gonna have the train tracks done. July 3rd, train tracks, coal plant, and a homeless shelter. All on your property.
All on my property.
Yeah, especially the homeless shelter.
Well, where would it go from here?
I don't know. Probably just down south a little bit.
Just come
down. Yeah, we haven't put that much thought into it yet.
It would have to go through the airport, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? We'll just reroute the airplanes. We'll put those somewhere else.
And there's a cemetery right above our house.
Yeah, we could just build on top of it. No big deal.
Build up in the air.
Yeah, we'll put a bridge over the cemetery.
Put a bridge over the cemetery.
Yep, that's what we'll do. I'm gonna write that down. I'm gonna write that. Maybe they'll do it.
And when is this gonna be completed?
By July 3rd.
July the 3rd.
Yep, it's all going to be done. All the train tracks. They build stuff fast now, ever since, they use robots.
I think you're pulling our legs.
Ma'am, be quiet. I'm talking to Wayne.
Yeah.
Just shut up. Yep, so... Oh, okay, he hung up. Maybe she hung up on me. She's probably tired of me telling her to shut up. But that's okay. He was kind of boring to talk to, really. I like talking to the lady much more than him. And this next one, he is also out in the boonies. He looks like lives right next to those other people I just talked to. And I don't really know what to say to people that are out of town, so I'm just going to skip over this one. And we'll move on to Roger and Sharon. Looks like they're in town, and I don't see any train tracks around them. We're definitely going to fix that.
Hello.
Hey there, Roger.
Hey there.
Hey, it's Bob Dabalina from the city.
From the where?
From the city of...
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be rerouting some railroad tracks kind of near your house, and we've put an easement on your property. We're going to be taking about 2 feet. We're just going to shave like 2 feet off of the back of your property. It's no big deal.
Who is this?
My name is Bob Dabalina. And who the hell is this? You just jumped in on our conversation.
Yeah, I was talking to my husband, and he didn't know what you was talking about.
Well, he didn't tell me that.
What do you want?
Well, I'm just letting you know we're going to be shaving off a couple feet off the your backyard. It's going to be for storage for the railroad.
I don't think you got the right number.
Yes, we do. You live over there on Randolph, right?
I live on North Randolph.
Correct, yeah, yep. That's the one. It's like several backyards there on North Randolph. We're going to be just taking over just, you know, about 2 feet off the backyard. That's all. It's going to be
our back behind our house is a city alley.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to be using that. But we're not using the alley. That belongs to the city. That's for, you know, other things. We're just going to be using your yard.
Then why are you using our yard?
Because we need somewhere to store some things.
Well, I don't think so.
For the railroad. No, it's for the railroad, ma'am.
I don't think so. We're not on the railroad property.
I know, but you're going to be. Like, they're doing an easement on your property, and they're going to be taking over just the back 2 feet. You don't even use the back 2 feet.
Yeah, we do. We have a driveway back there.
I know, but, like, you're going to have to move it somewhere else because they're going to be...
You can't move the driveway somewhere else.
Yes, you can.
No, we can't, and why should we?
Because we've taken over the back...
How can you take over somebody else's property that they paid for?
It's called an easement, you dummy.
But you dummy, I didn't give you no easement.
Well, you don't give us an easement. We just take it. That's how it works.
How can you take somebody else's property?
You just don't understand how the city works.
I don't.
Okay, well, we're just going to take it, and it's not a big deal. Just don't worry about it. But when you see the railroad people in your backyard, you can't tell them to leave. That's theirs now.
Yes, we can tell them to leave.
They're going
to
be putting storage sheds back there.
They can't put storage sheds back there. That's what I'm telling you. There's a city alley back there.
I know, but we don't want them to use the alley because, you know, people got to get down the alley. Garbage trucks.
We got to get down our driveway.
Well, can't you just come in the front way or something?
No, we got vehicles parked back there that we got to go in and out.
Hey, don't yell at me. Don't yell
at me. Yes, I'm yelling at you because I'm pissed off. Because I don't understand how somebody can wash up and take somebody's property that they paid for.
Well, it's not me taking it.
2 feet. 2 feet is not very much property. How are you going to put storage buildings on 2 feet?
They're going to be skinny. It's just to store some lumber and stuff. It's not like a traditional shed. They just need some place to keep, like, railroad spikes and some of those long metal railroad pieces and stuff. And
why the back of our property?
It's just convenient. It's just a good place. And
why is it convenient? And the Collie Jones property over across from us, why can't they take easements from them?
Oh, we've taken as many as we're allowed from them. You know, we got to just move on to other people once we've used up all our easements on a certain person.
I don't know.
They've had it with us.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah, well, but they didn't yell as much, and they didn't curse at me, so...
Well, that belongs to the college. They didn't pay for a lot of that. It was gave to them. But what you're talking about is we have a driveway back there. We have to get in and out back there.
Yeah, well, the railroad, they need a place to put their shit, so.
So? Their shit can't block our driveway.
It won't block it because it won't be your driveway anymore. You just come around.
Yes, it'll be our driveway because we have to get in and out back there. And it can't be blocked.
No, we've got an easement. We've got an easement on your driveway, so
you can't block it because the city owns the driveway, owns an alley down through there, so you cannot block that.
Well, just park in the street. Jeez.
No, we can't park in the street, and we're not going to park in the street.
You can. Why can't you park in the street?
No, just like this, but we'll talk to a lawyer because I'm telling you right now, you can't block that alley because it belongs to the city, and our driveway goes down onto the city alley.
Okay, here, look, let me check something here.
I'm going to get me a lawyer, and I'm going to stop this shit right now.
Well, hold on, I'm typing, I'm checking the records. Looks like you're wrong. Nope, it's ours.
No, I'm not wrong.
No,
There's an alley right behind our property that goes all the way around to George Street.
I just crunched the numbers twice.
You can crunch the numbers, but you better go check with the city, buddy, because it's out there.
No, the city told me to call you.
Well, the city owns an alley back there, too. And our driveway goes right down their alley.
Well, they can't put an easement on themselves. Don't be stupid.
Well, that's just it. They can't put an easement on what we have either and block our driveway.
You know what? Your face is an easement. I don't appreciate your attitude.
Well, I don't appreciate the city's attitude either, trying to block somebody so they can't get in and out. We can't park on the street. You know, this driveway comes into our property.
Yeah, well, it's not your property anymore. We've got the easement. I've got the easement.
You have a 2-foot easement, and that 2-foot easement cannot block that driveway.
I'm printing out the easement right now. I'm printing it.
Well, you can print it out, and I can get a lawyer.
That makes it official.
I can talk to a lawyer.
I'm going to have the mayor sign it right now. I'm going to go over to his office. Be like, sign the easement.
You know, we wasn't allowed to block the alley. How are you allowed to take 2 feet of our property and block it?
Well, we're with the city. We can do whatever we want.
That's not right.
Yes, it is. That's just the way it works. Welcome to life, motherfucker.
Now, that's a good attitude, talking like that?
Well, what are you going to do? Move?
The language like that, that's not right.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. You just got me all riled up with it. You're yelling at me.
Well, what would you do?
You don't have to yell at me.
If somebody called your house and told you that they were blocking your driveway so you couldn't get out, and they were taking 2 feet of your property as an easement, and you couldn't do nothing about it.
I don't know. That's never
happened. How would you feel?
It's never happened to me, but I wouldn't yell at them. I wouldn't shoot.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't shoot the messenger, you know?
Well, just like this, wouldn't you be angry? If somewhere out of the blue, you never got no notice from no one, except in just a phone call and say, well, the city's going to let the railroad put up a building on your property, block your driveway so you can't get in and out.
Okay, fine. Ma'am, listen, I'm just kidding. I'm just the janitor here at the city building, and I just thought it'd be funny to call people and tell them this. I'm just kidding.
It's not funny. Well, it's not funny at all. How would you like to be sued?
No, I'm just the janitor. You can't sue me.
Yes, I can. I can sue you. And it's not funny. And I can call the city and report you, too.
Yeah, but I was just kidding around. It's just a joke. You know,
go ahead and kid. And I'm going to call the city and I'm going to report you.
For what? I didn't do anything.
Yes, you called here and harassed us.
No.
Told us the city was going to take our property. Swore at me.
But at least you're not losing your property.
Calling the city and I'm going to report you. As a scam.
You have to look
you're scamming people.
Look at the bright side. No, I'm not scamming anyone. It's just a joke.
Yes, you are. And you're threatening people.
What? No. Nobody threatened you. When did I threaten you?
You did, and I got your phone number on the caller ID, and I'm going to call the city, and I'm going to call the state police, and I'm going to report you.
But I didn't threaten you. I just called you a motherfucker, that's all. Damn, that lady needs to learn how to take a joke. I mean, come on, wouldn't you be happy if you thought you were going to lose all your backyard and your driveway and stuff? Wouldn't you want someone to say, oh, I was just kidding around, it's not really going to happen? You know, people lose their homes and their property all the time from the government. And I bet they wish somebody would say, oh, I was just kidding, I'm just the janitor. But nope, this lady doesn't appreciate it at all. She doesn't understand that she's got it so good, not getting her driveway taken. You'd think she would appreciate that. And I know I've brought up this point before, but I basically just gave her a free driveway. Like, really, I think she owes me money at this point, because 5 minutes ago, her driveway was disappearing forever. But I was nice enough to give it back to her. Does she thank me? No. Oh, here's one. It looks like they've got a train track right next to them. So hopefully these people will pick up. I've had quite a few people not answer today. But I've made notes on the list, like who's answered and who hasn't. So I'm going to come back to these sometime soon. These people... Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Jay?
Yes?
Hey there, it's Mr. Dabalina from the city of...
Okay.
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing the railroad track that comes up there alongside your house.
You got the wrong wind, buddy. I don't have a railroad track behind my house.
Well, no, you're on Hickory Drive, right?
Right.
Well, it just shows, like, we're going to be putting one there.
A railroad?
Yeah, right up the street. It's called Railroad Avenue, isn't it?
No, I'm sorry. You're mistaken.
Oh, you're full of shit. You don't understand where you live.
Buddy, you're wrong.
Oh, no, you're wrong. You're wronger. What's this guy talking about?
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Okay.
If you feel that you have reached this...
That was actually the last one, or I don't know. I have one more here I can try. His name's William, and he looks like he lives right by a switching yard or something. Just a couple houses away. Ah, damn it.
We're sorry.
I was getting a lot of people on this list that Dustin sent me, and a lot of disconnected numbers, so that's too bad. Here, let's go ahead and play Liz's disconnected recording.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
Thanks, Liz. Rest in peace, everyone on this list that I called and it was disconnected. There was at least 10 of those, and these are all old people. But I do have other ones on here. I think I'm going to save this list, hold on to it, and, you know, try it again in a few days or tomorrow or something. Call up the ones that didn't answer. Thanks for sending these in over a year ago, Dustin. Hopefully you're still a listener of the show. And also, thanks for sending them in two different formats. I didn't mention that before, but he sent the phone number list as a text file and as a PDF. That was nice. Thanks, Dustin.
Brad, Brad. Brad, Brad.
Hey there, Nobby.
Brad, here's a joke for you. I think you're going to love this phone joke. Yep. It's one of the best ones in the world.
Great.
And it's here it goes. How does a baboon make phone calls?
I don't know. How does a bathroom make phone calls?
Bye.
What? He just said bye. He didn't say a punchline? What a dick. I'm banning him. Here, I'll do the drum thing, though, I guess. Only because I haven't done it in a while.
Hey, Roy, honey, baby. It's 34 for the 305. First and foremost, mostly. I've been
You're mumbling.
Since December,
I think.
And,
I can't hear you.
I think I got anything. Second, what the fuck? Can you go back to doing Teratop is taking over your phone number calls, please?
Okay.
And don't forget to tell husband.
I'm gonna pause your voicemail and I'm gonna write that down right now because I've wanted to do that for a while now. That was fun back when we did it. So I'm gonna call up random people out of the phone book, let them know that Carrot Top is stealing their phone number. If I'm not mistaken, that was an idea of Gloria's. That I haven't done in over a year now.
Second, I need a short voice clip of when you butler.
Yeah, and I can't hear you. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what's wrong with your phone, but I don't like it. I'm banning you from the voicemails forever.
Hi, RBCP. This is Resident Durham.
See, listen to that. I can hear this guy. Hey, Resident Durham. I hear everything you say.
I'm tired of you saying every show that if you're not a Patreon supporter that I won't listen to any of the hobo shows. I have news for you, buddy.
Aww.
All the hobo shows are illegally uploaded in several websites, and I listen to them all for free. So thanks to all the suckers.
Damn it.
And Patreon supporting your show.
All right, I'm ending this voicemail now. I don't like this guy. He's going to give people ideas and teach them to think for themselves and stuff. Yeah, fuck that. Here.
Hey, Brad. It's Battle Boner. I just wanted to say that the new intro is fucking awesome. To the guy who made that,
JD.
You have the Battle Boner seal of approval. It's fucking amazing. Also, Brad, you owe me 50 cents because I tried to leave the show a voicemail from a payphone and it just ate my quarters and didn't connect the call. So
I'm sorry.
Fuck you. And you can go ahead and mail me either a PLA coin or 50 cents, whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, I don't know. That seems like more like a sticker cost than a coin cost. Those coins are like $3 each. You need to lose 50 cents, like, 6 times first, and then you get a coin.
Fuck. I wanted to say, oh, yeah, you gotta fix your shitty fucking, you've been talking about it for years, fixing how it rings 10 times before you get to the voicemail.
Complain much?
Shit sucks. I hate waiting.
I don't think I can fix the ringing on the Google voicemail thing. I think that's actually a feature, because it's ringing several different numbers all at once, and that's just how it works. It's waiting for someone to pick up. I don't know if there's a way to turn that off. I think that's just how Google Voice is.
You make us leave under a minute voicemails, but you make us wait a minute to connect, you goddamn son of a bitch.
Good point. All right,
Brad, I love you, bye.
That was actually a really good point. I would move away from Google Voice and just, you know, do the voicemails on my own system, but Google Voice is so nice with the transcriptions and everything. I can't leave that.
Hey, Brad, it's JD calling.
Hey.
I just wanted to thank you for all the appreciation you've been showering me with about that new track. I'm really glad you like it.
Oh, that JD. This is the JD that made the song, the new intro song with all the clips. Probably the best new intro song we've had since Cactus Smoke's intro.
Listeners like it, and I had a good time making it for you. I'm really flattered. So, thanks for the coin. I can't wait to show it off to my friend.
Yeah, I'm sending JD a coin, everyone, because he made an incredible intro, so he gets a coin for that.
A bunch of times in the past, but I never gave myself a name or anything. So, I'm always the guy that's plugging the book, because I think the book was awesome. I've actually gifted it to my friends because I know they'd love it. A couple things we talked about was you were the person who shared the Redbox plans, and I know I got that information from you in the 90s. I've also called about the Musasha tape.
That's great.
And the ham radio stuff and Jimba. So again, man, thank you so much. Hopefully I'll have some more stuff for you in the future.
You better.
And I hope the listeners dig it. Keep up the good work, Cactus.
Bullshit if you don't make more songs for the PLA. Of course, now you have a coin, so you don't really have any incentive anymore. But at least we got an awesome new intro song out of it. I guess that's all that matters. Holy crap, I have a lot of voicemails.
Hey, Crimson. It's Brad, the producer.
What?
So I was listening to Friday's show, and I got to thinking about North Carolina and all the things that come from North Carolina, like Muggsy Bogues
Muggsy.
Well, anyway, there was this guy sitting next to me, and he looks at me, and he says,
okay, thanks, Brad the producer.
Hey, RB, it's Luke from Tulsa. This is your official reminder to do more Final Boss calls at the end of all your shows.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so get to it, dang hobo.
I should. You know, like, I've been kind of spoofing the phone number of the city for all these railroad calls. And I would have called that, but it's getting kind of late now, so I think probably the city's closed.
No new show in 10 days, motherfucker. Listen to this commercial as punishment.
10 days.
We're non-profit and have kept our tuition the same.
Nope, I'm not going to do it. I don't deserve a punishment. And that was a new message. It hasn't been 10 days. What are you talking about? It's been 6 days, and that's kind of unacceptable. It's an entire week, but it's not 10 days. You need to learn how to do math.
Hey there, Lumpy Giggle Buns.
Hey.
How you doing?
Super.
Just thought I'd call to say, what you doing, Nobby? What you up to, Nobby?
How you
what
getting
you
along?
Walking, Nobby?
You gotta say, how you getting along? I think.
Yep. So, yeah.
That's what
all it
is.
I just miss you. Haven't called in a long, long time.
Okay, now it's getting weird.
I'm just sending lots of hugs and kisses. And
okay, I gotta go.
Glad you got your computers back from those evil people.
Me too.
People all right,
bye-bye.
Hey, Brad, you probably don't know me, but I just wanted to say that you should do more Flip All the Switches. Bye.
Okay, more Flip All the Switches calls. That guy orders me to.
Hello, is this Orange Pranks? I just wanted to say, you make the best prank videos and prank calls I've ever heard.
What?
Oh, wait. Oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. Yeah, I called the wrong number.
This happens all the time.
Friday Night Cranks. Anyways, Friday Night Cranks, you guys... Wow, you guys make the best prank videos ever.
Someday I'll be as
great as them. I was hearing
this
guy, what's his name, Brad Carter? His pranks are total shit.
I'm hanging up. Thanks for the voicemail. Damn listeners, can't do anything right.
Hey, Roy, it's T-Falcon here.
Hey there.
And you know what? I was thinking, Dwight, you know, his butthole bandit character is so funny and everything.
It's all right.
But he needs an apprentice.
Could be better.
The butthole bandit needs an apprentice. The anus apprentice. And I think that you would be the perfect anus apprentice.
Okay, Dwight, you heard him. You need to call me during your next live show.
Dwight's anus apprentice.
I'm going to be your apprentice.
That's all I wanted to say, really.
Okay.
All right. Bye, fuckboy.
Bye.
Hey, Brad, how are you?
Super.
I was just calling because I was
thanks
wondering, how much fuel do you have in your car's gas tank? Cactus.
How much fuel do I have? I think I have a full tank right now. Filled it up just yesterday. But then I drove a little bit, so maybe it's more like, I don't know, 3/4 of a tank. Don't worry, there's plenty. I'm okay.
Hey, Brad. It's Publicist. I do have incredibly fucking awesome things to say.
Okay, Corbin guy.
So I did meet someone who is from Roy, New Mexico. And that was quite interesting.
I bet it wasn't interesting at all. you know.
I don't know why you didn't look at my...
What could they
the
say about Roy?
...photos that I sent just for you. I mean, I only took this trip just for the payphone photos. That's it.
Oh.
It's only $10,000, so... But at any rate, I hope you get some more hobo sods out and
me too.
Get some more Petco stores calls going.
I need to leave them alone.
Sorry for the slurred speech, but there's plenty of personal call. I will talk to you later. Love from Germany. Bye.
Bye. And if you sent me pictures of payphones and Roy, like, what the hell? There's payphones and Roy? Why are there payphones there? There's no people there. I mean, not enough for a payphone anyway, I don't think. As usual, though, I'm really behind on my emails. So if you've sent me pictures, I'll probably see them soon. I'm kind of trying to get through my email right now just to get all of the coins mailed out. If you haven't ordered a coin yet, you need to do that. Go to phonelosers.com/coins. I've sent out about a third of them now, so you better hurry, because I bet you this two-thirds that's left, it's not going to last more than another 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 tops. So you better hurry up and order your coins soon. Hey, before we get going, I'm going to play a clip. It's an answering machine message left by someone who would be really fun to prank call in a new segment here on the show that I like to call Answer Machine Messages, left by people who would be really fun to prank call. And I've actually heard this before, but I think it's amusing, and I think everyone else should hear it too. This is something that Mitch posted in the PLA Facebook group. This is a phone call that Hunter S. Thompson, he's like a famous author, reporter, whatever guy, he left a message for some TV people or some, I don't know, like the cable company maybe? I can't remember now that I think about it, but here, I'm going to play the clip of the message that an angry customer left for somebody because he was very upset.
Yeah, hi, audio video. Good, I hope it is. This is Hunter Thompson in Woody Creek. You people came up and installed a new DVD, combination tape player. I don't know what the hell brand it is.
Yeah. Your own stupid fault, Hunter S. Thompson, for not knowing how to hook up your own shit. It's not that hard hooking up a DVD player.
A freaking brand. Well, whatever, no, it really, the problem is that when it was installed, first machine is no good. It sucks. So I want to get rid of it. I want to, machine won't run the jams. But second, I want somebody up here tomorrow to unscramble the goddamn maze they made out of my my sound system and my video system. All these goddamn wires coming and going, and I can't get any goddamn thing on anything else. Any other machine. Some asshole came in and scrambled all my wiring. Put it in the back. A new TV set I got from.
Can you imagine calling this guy and presenting him with some wacky situation? He would lose his shit.
A goddamn JVC thing. What kind of fools you send out on errands? And I need somebody up here tomorrow, Saturday.
It sounds like a Chevy Chase yelling in Community. Sounds just like Chevy Chase.
And I want this goddamn thing repaired, fixed up. And I want my original system back working the way it did. I don't give a fuck for this horrible, cheap little machine you put in here. This
newfangled DVD player. Fucking JVC.
But I want my machine working. I want my other video cameras working. I want audio. I want everything in there working.
Video
and
cameras?
I know I have the names of some people and some signed a repair order. I won't get on you the minute you get up. I'll be on your ass all day long unless you call me at this number and get somebody up here tomorrow. It's 94. Oh, God. Let's see. Yeah, 970 area code.
Doesn't know his number.
And it's Hunter Thompson. Hunter S. Thompson, and I live in Woody Creek, Colorado. And you people have caused me enough trouble. I'm going to, remember what I'm going to do. The question now is what you're going to do. If I set it and fix it by tomorrow, if my system isn't rewired, if your setup is still here tomorrow night, I'm going to destroy it and,
destroy it.
Write about it. Yeah, I write a column, several. I write about a lot of things. You might have heard or read my name somewhere. I write books. I write things that get out and people read. I'll ruin your fucking name. You goddamn idiots. You fuck up my system. Yeah, you can think what I'm going to do. Go to any bookstore, any magazine rack and look. You can see what the fuck I can do to you. And I will. You bastards. You fuck up my system like this. And then, God damn it, fuck you. Get up here.
good old Hunter S. Thompson. Basically saying, do you know who I am? I'm so important. You better do what I say or I'll write about you. So I've done a little bit of research and I actually got Hunter S. Thompson's current home phone number and we're going to give him a call now. Here it goes. See if he's home.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence.
Damn it.
Message PLA.
Damn it. Oh, shit. Okay, I guess I should have kept doing research, because it says here he's dead on the Wikipedia. He blew his brains out about 15 years ago, and they shot his ashes out of a cannon. This is the guy that was, you know, the subject of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Johnny Depp played him. That's what happens when you hook up his audio-video equipment incorrectly. Thanks, Mitch, for posting that on the Facebook group. So today's show is over. Thank you for listening, everyone, and thank you, Jamie F., for sponsoring the show today. Sorry I waited an entire 10 days in between shows, or 6, depending on which version of math you use. And there was a hobosode in between. I did a hobosode, I think, on Sunday. Or was that Saturday? Or was that Friday? I don't know, you guys. I think it was Friday, actually, now I think about it. Or was that Saturday? I don't know. Maybe it was Friday. Who knows anymore? I'm going to end the show with a song called The Robots Will Kill Us All by Boy Meets Robot. Apparently, this guy performs on stage with a guitar and a Game Boy.
Starbucks doesn't have Wi-Fi. Your latte doesn't have enough foam. And you're starting to feel angry, cause an OS update just crashed your phone. But there's no need to worry, your troubles will melt away when you're staring down the barrel of a killer robot's laser death ray. Drones are flying in the skies, targeting you. The robots will kill us all, so there's no use hiding in the shopping mall. And you'll be first against the wall when the robots kill us all. Sea levels are rising, animals are going extinct, and a couple billion people are living in poverty. But when Skynet goes active and starts a thermonuclear war, there won't be anyone left to care about those problems anymore. Drones are flying in the skies, targeting you with soulless eyes. And no one will hear your cry, cause the robots will kill us all. So there's no use hiding in the shopping mall, and you'll be first against the wall when the robots kill us all.
You can crunch the numbers, but you better go check with the city, buddy, because it's out there.